This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If we're to ever take our place, as we truly should, America, and restore some of that glory and the law that we had and the ideals that we had in this country, we need to understand where we left them. If we're going to get them back, we got to understand where we left them. And so Eric Madsen from TeamLaw.net is joining us. Great to have him. He's known throughout the country and really world for his expertise and the things that his organization and he has accomplished. Eric, why don't you continue? You were talking about that break, the Constitution came, the Constitution of for the United States. Just continue on.
All right, so then the other Constitution, the one that people are familiar with all the time today, is the United States Constitution. So the United States Constitution is yet again a different Constitution. You can see this information we're talking about right now hashed out a little bit more on our website, on teamlaw.net. If you just click on the Patriot Mythology link on the main menu on the features page, and then you go down to the there's a couple of different myths that are there that talk about the name of the government and the Constitution there, and you can see those there that talk about the Constitution. So this third Constitution, the United States Constitution, that Constitution was created in 1871 under the District of Columbia Organic Act. And under that act, Corp U.S. was created. And so when you read that act, the first paragraph of that act says, this is Congress announcing that they're going to create this corporate municipality. Now, what happens in typical history, law buff type circles, they say that was the incorporation of district of the municipality known as the District of Columbia. But that can't be so. The United States Supreme Court says that the District of Columbia municipality was incorporated in 1801. Okay, so in 1801 it was formed, 1808 incorporated, and then so here we are in 1871. This formation of this municipal corporation. So you have to look at that phrase, municipal corporation, and say, what could that possibly mean? Knowing that the municipal corporation, the municipal corporation itself, the municipality itself, was incorporated in 1808, formed in 1801, incorporated 1808, the Supreme Court acknowledging that several times thereafter, then what could this corporate municipality in 1871 be? The only other thing to possibly be is a corporation formed by the municipality and therefore a private corporation owned and operated by the municipality in accord with the laws of the Constitution and the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. That corporation was created to help resolve the problems of bringing the South back in with the North after the Civil War, so they could go down and distribute land and things of that nature, which they couldn't do in accord with the laws themselves. So under that, the necessities of restoring the South as states in the Union, they formed this corporation to carry out the business needs, including the carpetbaggers going down there, moving land around, stuff like that. So as this corporation was created, the business corporation, private business, known as United States government. That name is trademarked by the Corp U.S. as the business name, United States government. So everybody growing up in our time is taught this is government, when in fact it's just a private corporation. So when Daniel started the talking in this radio show today, when he first started talking about that, he mentioned that most people are starting to awaken that this thing is a corporation. Well, most people don't realize that it's not an incorporated municipality, but a corporation owned by the municipality. So in other words, in the Constitution, you see that Congress District of Columbia and can pass any law within the 10-mile square of the District of Columbia. And so this corporation was created, and then it was charged with the responsibility to carry out the business needs for the government. And one of those business needs, one of the many business needs, was to take care of the debts and obligations of the government. And so in order to do that, they floated a bunch of bonds. Those bonds became debts that came due in 1912. When those debts came due, they couldn't pay because of poor management. They couldn't pay the debts. So the seven families who had bought up most of those debts and or been the original source of those loans called those debts in 1912. Well, Corp US couldn't pay. So those seven families turned to the government and said, your child, the corporation, isn't paying its debts. What are you going to do? So the government itself said, well, this is all we have, and they gave the value of what they had held in the United States of America's treasury. And so all the gold and silver coin that was there in United States of America's treasury was then accepted by those seven families as a settlement on those debts. So they had the power to bankrupt the nation, but instead of bankrupting them, they just took all of their liquid assets. And so the United States of America now has its new problem, and Corp US has the problem that it can't function without getting more money. So in 1909,
Interject right here, or let me go back. This is fantastic lineage here. At the time that the loans were floated after the Civil War, was it for to pay for the Civil War, or is it just to get the government going to get us out of the, basically the dregs left over
after
from
the
Civil
War?
After
the war, they were having hard times, and so to get things going, they needed to be able to pay soldiers. One of the things they had to pay was 40 acres of land to all of the blacks that came up out of the South. And so in order to accomplish those debts and distributions of land, they formed Corp US to handle and manage that. And so Corp US started floating the bonds. They couldn't set up their own bank because Andy Jackson had already outlawed that when they had originally the government formed a bank. And when Andrew Jackson came in as president, he said there's no provision in the Constitution for that, so that's gone. And so at this time, they didn't have a means whereby they could do anything to generate the funds and resources other than reach out to the people to do that. And the people were already hard hit from the war, so there wasn't much they could do. They were scrambling for money. And so creating this corporation allowed them to do corporate contract relations, and one of those things they could do was to float bonds. And so they floated those bonds, and then to cover whatever debts they wanted. And with those bonds, you had what was called the Gay 90s. With all the money that came from the floating of the bonds between the beginning of 1871, there was a revision in Corp US 1874. The final revision took place in 1878. So between 78 and the 90s, you had the regrowth, redevelopment, and the floating of bonds. So in the 90s, you have the Gay 90s because everybody's doing great now. Money is flowing and everything's going great. And so that's the facade. Meanwhile, it's all borrowed money. So
right. Let me go back.
Back then, they were actually borrowing money. They were actually floating bonds and borrowing actual money, so gold, silver, coin. And so that's what was due and couldn't be paid. So when they couldn't pay, the seven families got together. They could see that they weren't going to be able to pay. Under the Rothschild principle, given the control over a nation's money system, and I care not who rules it, they formed and Rothschild family was one of the seven families, so they formed this consortium that they called the Federal Reserve Bank out of Jekyll Island. And so the Federal Reserve Bank, they started building a building in D.C., Federal Reserve Bank building. And so you've got the corporation for the Federal Reserve Bank is a private foreign corporation. It was set up on Jekyll Island, which is foreign to the United States. Now it's a national park, but then it's offshore and it was a private island. And so they set it up down there. And then when the House tried to borrow money from those seven families again, they said, we're not going to loan you any money. And I said, what did you set up this Federal Reserve Bank for if it wasn't to provide a Federal Reserve that we can get more money from? And they said, well, if you want to know how that works, come on down here to Jekyll Island, and we'll show you. So they sent senators down to Jekyll Island. Now, Congress is the one that controls the purse strings. Why send senators? And the reason they sent senators is because they were going to need some law changes, and the Senate controls the law. So the senators went down there, saw how the Federal Reserve Bank system worked. That was that they printed these instruments called Federal Reserve notes, and then on the notes they have a value printed. And so what Federal Reserve Bank does is it rents those notes to the United States government. So the United States government then borrows those notes. So under the Federal Reserve Bank Act, the Bureau of Engraving prints the notes for the Federal Reserve Bank in accord with their authority in that agreement. So the Bureau of Engraving prints the notes and then distributes the notes 100%, distributes them to the Federal Reserve Bank. So then the Federal Reserve Bank has them, and then they rent them to the United States government. So the United States government never borrows any money or anything of value to get those notes into circulation. They just rent them. And so the rent, that initial issuance of the rent was like 3%. So that 3% is what is was owed to the Federal Reserve Bank. 3% of the face value of the rented instrument was all that was ever owed. So they pay 3% plus any unpaid rent. As long as the note stays in circulation, any unpaid rent is charged interest at a rate of 3% per annum compounded daily. So, in other words, if they wanted to borrowed $100,000 to pay someone to build a building, back then you could build a pretty nice building for $100,000. So they build the building, and what does it cost the United States government to build that building? Well, if they got that issue of $100,000 that day and paid it to the builder, and the builder went down to the Federal Reserve Bank, in order to get people to use Federal Reserve notes, they made a side deal that the users of the notes could bring the notes to the Federal Reserve Bank and exchange them for actual money. So though people wouldn't trust the script, United States script, because they'd already proven they wouldn't honor the script, then they went to the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank would, in fact, exchange it for gold or silver coin. So they called those initial instruments silver certificates or gold certificates, and then you were able to exchange it for gold or silver coin. So when you were down, and after enough people had gone and checked and verified that you could actually exchange it to the Federal Reserve Bank for real money, then people weren't concerned with them anymore, and they would use the notes instead of actual money, and that was the birth of modern banking, where today not use any of that, use credit cards.
There's the music. On the other side, I do want to go back to you mentioned the carpetbaggers. I kind of want to go back to there real quick, but then let's go forward to Social Security Act, what have you. Eric Madsen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great information with Eric. Eric, let's go back. I know you went all the way forward to the Federal Reserve. Let's go back to after the Civil War, 1871. The corporation created, the municipality owned the new corporation that was created. And they had to do that to bring the South in. Explain that dynamic. Explain carpetbaggers. Explain what really happened in the South.
Okay, so when the Civil War broke out, the South went to battle against the North. The South actually attacked the North because they couldn't resolve what they needed to do politically. And the North expected that they were going to win hands down, but they didn't. They lost miserably in that first battle. The South pushed the North right up to the Potomac River, and winter was coming on, so they shook their hands. And so at this point in time, slavery wasn't an issue. That wasn't what the war was about. It wasn't about slavery at all. It was about money, and it was about control, and it was about power, and it was about taxation. Meanwhile, the South is loaded with slaves, and the slaves of the South, and slavery was a big issue. It just wasn't the issue that caused the war. So what the North did, when they had all of these children and their families die in this battle, they said, this isn't going to work. We don't want to lose our families in this. So what we need to do is we need to find a way to build the army without taking our people. And so what they did is they opened up what's called the Underground Railroad, and they got the blacks to give up slavery and move north. And if they would come north, they would give them food, clothing, shelter, a wagon, two mules, supplies, guns, ammunition, and a promise of 40 acres of land. Okay? So when they got there, the clothing was the uniform, and the armaments and everything else was, and all those supplies were supplies loaded in the wagons, and then they take those wagons out to the troops. And so anything that was left over at the end of the war, when they disbanded the army, then they were going to be able to take whatever was left over and keep that, along with, they were going to be given 40 acres of land. So after the war was over, they need to resolve this and take care of these promised grants of 40 acres of land. So what they would do is they'd find out where the slaves had come from, and they would grant them 40 acres of land. So this is why Sherman, when they made their last big pass through the South, and they were burning all of the records houses, all the clerk recorders houses, all the churches, they burnt that those things because that's where the land records were stored. And so they burnt those up, and then they took these people where they came from, and they conquered these plantations, they burned the plantations, and where the people came from, they grant them 40 acres of land out in that area of the South. And so in order to do that, the granting of that was something that the government couldn't just do that. They had to do that through contracts, and so they had these people that they were privately hired by the government to carry down these land documents and these patent grants of land that were made by or applied for by those by the government for those who had served in the war and were still alive. And so they'd go down there and these carpetbaggers, they would carry all the documents, and these bags were made out of carpet, so they called them carpetbaggers. And so that's what that was all about. The carpetbaggers going to the South and distributing all this land was distributing it to the slaves that had come out of the South. Was they put them back in the South, and we went back into the war. That's what that was all about. So
let me be clear. So they would go and just say, this land is now United States government land, and we're giving it to these former slaves on the plantation where they used to live.
Conquered by war power, yeah. And so then they would gift that land to the slaves. Now, since that time, in modern times, we've had people who had gone through our land patent sandwich process who had been owners of that land prior to the war, and who were able to demonstrate their claim to that land ownership, and those grants had been made then to the slaves subsequent to that, and has been shown that those subsequent grants on land that was already privately owned weren't sufficient to overcome the original patents that had come from the kings of Europe and from the states and prior to the Constitution. So those original patents that were here are the original long-enduring ones. And absent those records, because there was no one to make the claim, the government took back that land as if they had that power to take it by conquering. Of course, again, this is something that if it was put into court, the original owners of land would have been able to demonstrate up their ownership, and the United States grants wouldn't have worked in those post-war grants for any land anyone was able to prove the claim to. So this is why they burnt the records.
Oh, those damn Yankees.
Well, that's why when people talk about the war, it's funny, the people from the South call it the War of Northern Aggression.
That's what it was.
It was the South.
That's what it was. That's not, hey, Eric, whoa. That's not what they call it. That's what it was, sir.
Oh, it was definitely a War of Northern Aggression, but the Northern Aggression was an aggression of the usurping funds out of the wealthy South. The breadbasket for money in the nation prior to Civil War
was the South.
Bingo. Society,
so ding, 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 ding. We'll come back on the other side. I'm going to ask you, how in the world have we so mischaracterized that conflict? We'll talk about that on the other side and the Social Security Act. Stay tuned. Great. This is great.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
And we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking and we're speaking loud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is facing two misdemeanors for soliciting a prostitute and faces up to 1 year in prison and a fine. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for some good shampoo, conditioner, even soaps that aren't full of sodium lauryl sulfates and God only knows what else? If you are, check those out at the Power Mall. If you're not, then why not? That's my question. All that, the new Vitamir products from Vitamir. I'm still thinking about the Civil War. I'm still aggravated. Those damn Yankees. I'm so pissed off right now. Anyway, Vitamir. You got the shampoo, conditioner, the soaps, the Mother Earth minerals, the silver botanicals. That is the best. You want to use a natural deodorant that doesn't have parabens and what have it in you, in it, that get in you. Check that out over at the Power Mall. Sherry Rogers CD, Strauss Heart Drops, Eye Complex, Grown by Nature, the best vitamins out there. Please support us. We thank you for your purchases. The C60, people are going crazy ordering that from Wayne Blakely. The interview was last week. You can check that out. And also the Cardio Miracle. Check both those out. Please buy from the good guys. thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Well, I'm a little out of sorts here because I'll tell you why. Let me just go ahead and tell you. You know, I talked to my mother-in-law. I use my in-laws as an example for whatever reason. And my mother-in-law, we got to talking one day, and she started talking about the South. And she had never really been to the South. We were in Florida and driving through, and people had Confederate flags around and that heritage. And she, you know, she was of the mindset that that was racist a little bit, or, you know, the South, oh, those dirty Southerners, those rebellious, you're just a rebellious Southerner, she told me one time. And how has it gotten that the last people of any size who bled and died for the Constitution are now so vilified and so stamped with such a vile a mark upon them, and society looks at them that way, Eric?
Yeah. Well, that's just history. I mean, people make their decisions based upon their ignorance. And so with their decisions based upon their ignorance and things they've heard from their parents and things they've heard from their buddies and nowadays what they hear on the web and whatnot, they make their decisions based on that hearsay, and that hearsay has no basis in fact or reality. It's just a belief system. So it's like when you look at what people think is government today, that belief system isn't government. It's not believing in government. It's believing in a religion that we call it the Corp U.S. religion. And they promulgate this ideology that they are the government and that you are their subjects. Well, yeah, if you look at the Constitution, there is no authority whatsoever in the Constitution for the government to govern the people. So some say, why do they call it government if they're not supposed to govern the people? And the answer is they are created to govern the government, and the administrative authority that was granted to them by the people so that they could have function. The functions are those that are described in the Constitution. Of course, today, people don't even know what those are, and when they see what's going on, they try to compare what's going on in government with the Constitution, it doesn't fit. It doesn't make any sense. So they think that the Constitution is null and void, dead and gone, that they don't obey it anymore. And the reality is, that's got nothing to do with it. You're not living in the constitutional United States of America today. You're living in the world of Homeland Security, which is not constitutional. It's contract. It's all contractual. And that ties back into where we were going, where we ended up last time we talked.
Yes, let's go. Let's fast forward, and then we have time. We'll go back. I don't want to run out of time. Last time you were on, we talked about Social Security, and we got emails because we got cut off. We have to talk about 1935, I believe, the Social Security Act, what all that meant, and let's just go from there.
So in 1913, and you had the Federal Reserve Bank Act and all that came from that. And then in the next 20 years, by 1933, the United States government never paid back 1 cent of rent on those rented transaction instruments. So those instruments that people think of as money, the Federal Reserve notes, were rented into circulation, and all they had to do is pay the rent, and that would have all been fine, but they never paid the rent. So because they weren't honoring the contracts with the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve held them accountable to return the notes. And so they required the return of all the Federal Reserve notes. And in order to accomplish that, they ultimately the United States government had a what they called bank holiday, where they shut down all of the banks in 1933. And they were they had made a temporary arrangement to at least get another issuance of Federal Reserve notes. This time, the Federal Reserve notes, because the United States government had not honored their promise to pay the rent,
let me interject real quick. Let me stop you. This is very important. Was it even possible for America to honor? I mean, how can you honor if you're dishing out, you know, $100 bills and fake money, but you got to pay me back $103? There's only $100 in circulation. Was it even possible?
It's it's not even that. Yes, it's possible. That's the argument of guys like Ed Griffin and the creature from Jekyll Island and whatnot. And so, yes, it's possible. Again, when you rent a transaction instrument that you can use for trade as if it were money, okay, what would be the first thing you do if you're Congress and you just made this deal? First thing I would do is I'd go out and buy gold and silver from the mining companies and have it smelted and then bring the raw ore back to the mint, and I'd start cranking out money again. Okay, that's the first thing I do, is buy gold and silver, start making the money. As soon as you make the money, then you can pay the rent, because the rent can't be paid in Federal Reserve notes. So the idea that you're going to take the Federal Reserve notes plus 3% and pay that back, it's impossible. No, Federal Reserve notes are rented transaction instruments. There is nothing to pay back except the 3%. You can't pay it with the Federal Reserve notes. You have to pay it with real money. So if you've got $100 in Federal Reserve notes, that's going to garner up $3 in silver to pay the rent for 1 year.
Or you could buy
the money and then pay the rent.
Or then you could buy all the gold and silver you wanted, and with that Federal Reserve notes, and then you could inflate the money, or you make gold instead of being worth $20.
Again, when you're working
now
with the real
$40.
Money, there's no inflation.
Well, do you see what I'm saying? Then you make the gold worth $40 an ounce, and then you go back and pay them off and get rid of them.
You can't do that, because gold has a market value, and it doesn't work that way. You can't inflate the value of gold as a market value, and so it's going to be what it is. $100 of gold today will buy what $100 of gold would buy back in the 1800s. Of course,
$100,000
of gold.
We got to get through. We got to get through that Social Security situation, or else I'm going to get emails again.
So when we deal with that, that answers that question. But then we get back to the bankruptcy. So the Federal Reserve Bank wasn't being paid, and so they required the return of all of the money. And now the United States government is truly without money and without resource, because they couldn't do anything. So they begged and finally got an arrangement where they could have Federal Reserve notes. The deal that they would redeem these notes in gold and silver coin, that was gone, and now they're just good for all debts, public and private. So again, the obligation to pay and the rent and all that still works the same way, but now they're good for all debts, public and private, by law. Okay, so that doesn't change the constitutional limitation on the states that they can't make or demand anything other than gold or silver coin, a payment in debt. So the states, you have the bankruptcy in 33, you have the Social Security Act of 1935. Now, the Social Security Act of 1935, the federal government is trying to find a way to get money so that it can meet its debts and obligations. So the way that they find to do that is offered to them by none other than Great Britain. So Great Britain provides this offering of this thing called the Social Security Act, and the United States government says, you know what, that'll work. So they take up the Social Security Act and they issue these cards. So you look at the back of the card, it shows right on the card, this card does not belong to you. Okay, so the idea that that's your card is bogus. Okay, it also, you go to the law and it says that they create the name and number that's printed on the card. They create that. That's not your name and their created number. It's their name and number that they create. Now, granted, they get the idea for the name from the application for the card. And so that's created, and the card gets generated with that name and number. They register that name and number in their 6058 record database for the Social Security Administration. And when you look at the law where it says that's what they do, they're to do is to register that name and number in that database. If you look that up and register that in that section, means
so they've created
to record
so
the
ownership of. So they created a corporate straw man, basically. Oh,
it's, well,
hold
it's
on. We'll go back to the other side.
Straw man.
Hold on.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Later this week, we have a Lowell Ponce coming back on. They're really good to have him. He's had some health issues, and so anytime we can have him, we can't take these people for granted. Rick Kaler's going to be on, Dr. Abel. Rick from Silver Botanicals about the deodorant, my favorite deodorant. Just fantastic. Tomorrow, Dr. Nick Begich also. Be sure to check that out. Love Dr. Nick Begich. He'll be on. I really enjoyed the interview here with Eric Madsen from TeamLaw.net. TeamLaw.net. Check that out. You can learn a lot. You can get resources. You can get answers to your questions. And Eric is just a tremendous source, and we've really enjoyed having him on. TeamLaw.net. Check that out. Eric, in the remaining time, please wrap a bow in the Social Security Act here, will you?
Yeah, so the Social Security Act was created. You read the Social Security Act of 1935, and you'll see that in the very first paragraph, it says that its purpose is to do a whole bunch of things. If you look at that with the scrutiny of understanding the law, you'll realize that out of all of the things they say they're going to do, the federal government is not empowered to do any of those things because it's all things that they have to do in concert with and by permission of both the states and the people as they're dealing with those things. So it's not something that they can simply mandate because the authorities just aren't there in the Constitution for doing that. The one thing that they can do is to generate excess capital. So you look at why did they need to generate excess capital at this point in time in particular. The reason was to handle this bankruptcy and at least start paying, as per their agreement with the Federal Reserve Bank, to at least start paying the interest on the debt. So, again, Federal Reserve notes are still created the same way. On order from the president or from Congress to get these notes, typically now the last time you saw a big order for that was Barack Obama when he ordered $17 trillion, of course, in Federal Reserve notes. So to do that, the Bureau of Engraving starts printing up these notes, and then when they get them done, they ship them over to the Federal Reserve Bank, and then the Federal Reserve Bank distributes them. Okay, and then when they distribute them, they have the rent that goes on. So in order to get this rent paid, they had to come up with some way to at least start paying the rent, and the way of doing that was the Social Security Act of 1935. The Social Security Act of 1935 under the FICA Act, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, when a cardholder is used for employment, the cardholder generates the employment and the employment goes out. The cardholder is the employee. The cardholder earns the funds. The cardholder is paid. A portion of that pay is distributed then to the United States government, the beneficiary of the cardholder. So in the cardholder is a trust by definition. It says right on the back of the card, this card does not belong to you. So it's not your card. It says it belongs to the United States government. So if they've given it to you to hold, the only way they can do that is through a trust. Anytime in law, D.C. Trust Act, and you look at the Trust Act for any state, really the same thing. But the D.C. Trust Act is the one under which these things were done. And the D.C. Trust Act says anytime anybody gives somebody something to hold that does not belong to them, a trust is created. So the cardholder relationship is that of a trust. It's not just any trust. It's an agency trust. When you say that it's a straw man, it's not a straw man because a straw man is a non-existent fictitious entity that's created for a momentary purpose and it's gone. And that moment is a very short moment. Like you see in a real estate transaction, when you open up escrow, all of the terms, conditions of the contracts go into escrow. Escrow is a straw man. It's created for the purpose of that escrow. It opens up, it holds those things. When it's done, it distributes all of the relevant properties out to whomever it goes to, and that's it. The straw man is not a business trust that goes out there and creates and contracts for and operates in business. That's not a straw man by definition. So it's not a straw man. It is a United States government agency trust. It's called an agency trust because on the creation of the cardholder, they reserve the right to terminate at any time. It says, you know, if they ask for the card back on the back of the card, you have to return it. That means that they're terminating that trust. So if they ask for the card back, they're terminating that trust. That means that all of the assets that are held by that cardholder are to be returned to the owner of those assets. And the owner of the assets held by the cardholder is the United States government, the same owner that owns the card. So when you contract for employment with the cardholder, and it's the cardholder that is contracting for the employment, not you. The cardholder gets paid, the paycheck goes out, and the cardholder opens up a bank account for the paycheck. Paycheck goes into the bank account. Now the bank account, is that your account or the bank account? Is that the cardholder's account? Obviously, look at the documents, look at the records. It says it's the cardholder's account. When we look at that name and number combination, United States Congress and Social Security Administration have published documents that make it clear. It says right in the booklets and whatnots published about this, it says that that cardholder was created to distinguish with its, was created with its name and number to uniquely, this is a direct quote, was created with its name and number to uniquely distinguish the cardholder from any people of the same or a similar name. So the cardholder's name and number distinguishes the cardholder from you. So when a bank account is opened up, it's opened up by the cardholder. The funds in the bank account belong to the cardholder. When the funds are taken out of the bank account, they're taken out by the cardholder. When those funds from the bank account are used, they're used by the cardholder. You buy cars, you buy houses, you buy whatever. It's not you buying those things. That's an incorrect statement. You don't buy them. The cardholder buys them. You want proof of that? Look at the documents and records. You see proof of that. The cardholder is the buyer. The cardholder is the owner. The cardholder does it. So people want to know the remedy. They hear this for the first time, and they think, man, kind of like Daniel was saying, I'm pissed. They want out. That's all. They just want out. How do I get out of this? And the answer is you can't get out of it. The Social Security Administration reserved the right to terminate. So you can't terminate it. You can't transfer it. You can't terminate it. You can't change it. Okay? It simply exists. Now, you can manage it. You can do the only thing they've asked you to do with it is to hold the card. You can do that. Or you can use it for all these contract relations like you've likely been doing your entire life. So then what happens is people want to know, how do I get out? How do I solve this? How do we get back to our own freedom, our natural lives, our liberty? It's easy. You have to learn how. You learn how to learn the law. You learn how to apply the law. At Team Law, we do a couple of things. First of all, people want to get out. They need to secure who they are. We highly recommend that people go to the Way of Kings for their asset protection system component elements. The element that you're looking for from the Way of Kings right off the bat is their foundational instrument. The foundational instrument secures who you are under covenant with God. As per people go in there and they have this the creation story in the Bible, and it tells who you are. Okay, and then that descendancy comes down to you. So who are you? You are a descendant, inherent child of God with all the rights, privileges, and immunities that goes with that. In other words, when God gave you dominion, agency, and possession, he gave you sovereignty. Those three elements define sovereignty. When we go to the Constitution, we see that people grant administrative authority over that sovereignty for government to do certain things. It's not administrative authority over your sovereignty. Your sovereignty never changes. It's the authority to do the things that were granted in the Constitution. And that's it. That's all the government's authority has. But under private contract, especially with a cardholder, you can contract to do all the things you want to do separately with you and with them. But that's a private contract.
Eric, it's been fantastic having you on. TeamLaw.net. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Eric on again, and we'll pick it up. Let us know by your emails where he wants to start from, and we'll start from the beginning.
And contact us at Team Law. Get up there. Go on. Register on the forum. Get a username registered. Communicate with
TeamLaw.net. Check it out. Eric, thank you for coming on. Everybody, have a great evening. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.